Anybody coming after now is a visitor. They go to their church first before they come here. They've attended the second service of their church. Then they are coming here to receive anointing. So before they come, let the believers hear something. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And there is no sermon anybody preaches that is a new sermon. Every time preachers come here to preach, whether it is on the school or it is an exhortation, whatever it is, somebody is something we have all had before. It is just like food that you keep in the freezer, bring it out and warm it again to eat. That's all preachers do. And somehow, it is necessary that we keep reminding ourselves. Amen. This is the way that Luke put it. Let's open the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1. This is the way Luke put it. Luke. This is how he put it. He said, for as much, verse 1, Luke chapter 1, verse 1, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most assuredly believed among us. Most assuredly believed among us. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, then Luke said, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Amen. The certainty of those things. Praise the Lord. You see, now, what we do in this ministry, church, we are not another organization speaking up. We are not. We are not another organization. No. That is why we don't have branches and we will never have branches. Eh? We will have sister churches. Hallelujah. Sorry. Hallelujah. We have sister churches, but we will never, I say never ever have branch. Amen. The idea of branch is a misrepresentation from a misunderstanding of what the apostolic faith is all about. But we are out of that. Church, when you come here, we bring you here. What we want to achieve is to establish the individual. Establish you on what we call the present truth. It does something. A young man who was part of this ministry, he's now in London, England. He was with me on Friday. I think he left on, I think he's leaving today also. Chidi, is he here? I think he's supposed to go back today. He's in London and he said, he has every church he attended, he will create a problem there. He will leave. You go to another one, he will create a problem. How is he creating the problem? By pointing their errors out. others are staying there, what the others are seeing is different from what he is seeing by reason of the eyes of understanding being open. So what we want to achieve here is whether you are here in Lagos or you are outside Lagos, in Nigeria or outside Nigeria, amen, that you will have such a standing, such a relationship with God that will keep you rapturable any day, any time. In this church, we have a message. Chijoke, sing me. If you know it, you follow. If you don't know, just they listen to them. 243. It's a common song. 243. Hallelujah. Are you there? Sing it for me, please. Sing it for me. Sing it for me. Sing it, sing it. That's the message. That's the message.
Message full of love, hallelujah.
That's the message. 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 Is the message. Hallelujah. That is all we want to achieve. To let somebody come to the Savior. And when you say Savior, it means there is a destruction that is coming. But God has given us a Savior to save us from the destruction that is coming. Praise God. I hear questions frequently asked. That same question was asked the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is where I'm picking my text from this morning. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Hallelujah. I expect everybody to be seated now. Let's suspend every other meeting, please. If you are there, I'm reading verse 28. Verse 28, John chapter 6. Amen. 28 and verse 29. Then said they unto him, that is the religious people, hallelujah. Can we go on now? I'm hearing some background noise. Can we go on? Okay. Verse 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? I repeat. What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? And I hear so many people coming to me and saying, asking the same thing. God call me. God call me. God call me. Pastor. But I want to serve God. I want to serve God. Pastor, help me. I need counseling. How will I serve God? How will I serve Him? Everybody that is truly saved wants to serve God. This is the answer, verse 29. Amen. The answer is, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe in him whom he hath sent. Any other answer is wrong. Now, I want us to understand. Let's understand that question again. Verse 28. Understand it very well. Understand it very well. It says, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Listen. There is a comma there. That comma there was put there by inspiration to give us a proper meaning of that question. He says, what shall we do, comma, that we might walk the works of God? I was studying this scripture, and this is what I believe. I believe what they are asking there is, what shall we do that the work that we will work for God will be acceptable before God? That is the meaning of that statement. Because they have been serving God. They are Pharisees. They are Sadducees. They have been serving God. And this man from nowhere has been condemning everything they are doing. John the Baptist first appeared and condemned all of them. Condemned the Pharisees. Condemned even the Herodians. Condemned all the religious people. The high priest himself, he condemned everything they were doing. He even went to the temple one day with whip and caned all of them out of that place. When they were doing bazaar. They were doing bazaar in the church. In the temple. How many of you have done bazaar before? Going. One tuba of yam. 30,000 you. 45,000 going. Going, one, two, three, I'm going. Jesus entered there and said, what? Amen. And so they were actually serving God to the best of their knowledge, only for these two people, John the Baptist, after Jesus Christ again appeared, and condemned all of them. So here they are before this great teacher. Now teach us, tell us. How are we going to serve God that it will be acceptable before him? And that is the same problem we have in Christianity today. A lot of people are serving God, and that's why they look at us as critics. They look at us as some fanatics. They see us as, you know, they call them these Brahmite people. They call us, somebody said, is it Kenneth? Or who is this? Say he was inside a bus traveling to the east or so. And so he stood up inside the bus and was preaching. He said, one man stood up there and said, hey, this man, the way they preach, will I say you are from that church from Ijesha? Amen. He said, wait. Do you know one man, Pastor Moses? You are talking like one of them. Why is he saying so? He said this man is coming to condemn people. Because the truth is, if you meet a Pharisee and Sadducee man, meet with the Lord Jesus Christ, all his righteousness, Jesus Christ will rubbish it. They were the most holy people on earth, according to them. They were the followers of the law, to the letter. There was another group even there that they say, see not, hear not, touch not. Even when they go out so that their eye will not behold evil, they will carry something and cover them, so that they will remain holy. They honor Sabbath so that even when Jesus Christ went to heal somebody, why are you working on Saturday? Sabbath day. Why? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, the answer is from 2 points. Number one, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus answered, but in addition to what Jesus Christ spoke, praise the Lord. I have preached that first part before here that I titled the acceptable sacrifice. You try to get the tip. There is a sacrifice work that you do that even God, no matter how you do it, it will not be acceptable before God. And the most dicey aspect of our Christian faith, which is exactly what blinds the people. For God, soul is so full of love. So full of love. This Jesus we serve. So full of love that in displaying his love and the people coming to enjoy the love of God, they use that love and blinding themselves to the reality of who Jesus Christ is. So, a man or a woman that comes, he has a problem, runs to the church, and then prays in the name of Jesus, and then the answer is solved because he received answer from God anytime he pray, then he believes he's all right with God. You want to tell him anything about revelation? I know my relationship with God. I know my relationship with God. The Bible says don't judge. The fact that you see me for beer ball or they drink beer, it's not your business. It's between me and my God. Why? Because even after drinking that beer, if he has a problem with the beer in his mouth, if he pray, God will answer him. Praise the Lord. So he believes that praise the Lord. You know, a woman was telling me that she came with her husband. The husband was a chronic womanizer, a drunkard, and particularly that aspect of woman. You know, if you are married, brother, you feel they drink drunk, do anything. You not go disturb the wife much, but when you begin to go carry another woman, you don't kill her. She will go anywhere to turn back your head. And so, the woman was a member of this church and then went and was convincing the husband come because she was praying and hoping that one day the man will step here and one prophet will pick him up and tell him that is a drunk, that is a womanizer. Amen. You know, last week, Friday, two Fridays ago, you know, we were in Redeem. I went there to hold a vigil. I went with Prophet Kenneth and Sister Joy. And then, at the stage in the ministration, Kenneth collected a microphone. I went to the congregation and picked a young man. He said, "Your name is so-so." He said, "Yes." He said, "The Lord showed me on your way coming to the church, you branch beer parlor and drank beer." Amen. The man, George, he said, "Yes, sir." Praise the Lord. Also, Joy too, at the time, again, collected microphone. I went to a man and said, "When a prophet was telling somebody that he drank beer before coming here," he said, "You too. You too, you drank beer before coming here." The man. Don't open my mouth and look. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, our prophets in Bride Assembly, now container in the sea pass. Container and visa. When they see pass, and then they see uncle where they worry you. Then they see you need family deliverance. But I'm praying that one day they will graduate to the level of picking sinner in the church. It is when they reach that stage that I will say we have prophets in Bride Assembly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, that woman went and brought the husband. The husband wanted to follow and come. And then, the service finished, nobody picked him. So when they went home, he called his wife. He said, "Honey, now you don't worry yourself over my condition. Even God is not bothered like you." You see, if God is bothered, they will have picked me up. I saw your prophets, then they see where we're. But as they not see my drink, as they not see me womanizing, it means God is not worried. He said, "Now the wife, they're worried." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so a lot of people misunderstand what salvation is all about because of the display of love of God. They have forgotten that the Bible says, if your enemy is hungry, you should do what? It's instruction from Christ himself. And he won't tell you what he does not practice. So the enemy of Christ will come to Christ and say, "I be fornicator." I don't say, "You know, sir, I be fornicator. I dey live with my boyfriend. And I want him to marry me. I don't know if you come over your house, so if I come over your house, I don't know if I go enter. So I stay there and make a hookah. Anything you want, I give him. God, let me marry him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I must marry this man. Father, show yourself mighty on my behalf. Fight my battle in Kiru, want to collect my husband from me." Meanwhile, the man never paying dowry. He will cry. Do dry fasting. Go to the mountain. Christ will come. "My daughter, go. Nkiru will not come again." Immediately she come back from the mountain, Jesus will appear in the house and chase Nkiru away. So you see, an enemy, every sinner, every unrepentant sinner is an enemy of God. Any sinner that comes to God, whatever you want, he will give you. But don't confuse that for salvation. That is where we want to stress. Don't confuse it. And why is it so? It's because people don't understand what salvation is all about. I'm telling you, this rapture will strike. And when we get up there, That is when, see, for the next 1 year, we are still asking, Kai. So this brother no make him. So this sister no make him. For 1 year, you'll be wondering, Kai. So this pastor didn't make it. So our leader didn't make it. So this one didn't make it. And yet every day, you were in the church, sweeping the church. Nobody is going to heaven because you sweep church. Nobody is going to heaven because you were on the streets evangelizing. Nobody is going to heaven because he was a preacher. No! There is a condition. There's a condition that God should open your eye to see. First! Praise God. I wish Christians can gather somewhere all. Then give me just 10 minutes to say this to them. Because so many of us, what our problem is just religion. Just religion, religion, because you must belong to religion as you went to primary school, you were growing up. So they begin to ask you questions to fill form. Which religion are you? Because they know every human being must have a religion. So which religion are you? You are either in Nigeria, you are either Christian, or you are Muslim. Paganism now, there's no provision in the form where government they feel. So the one government recognize is Christianity or Muslim. So you now, you were born in a Christian home. So feel from Christian or Muslim, you say Christian because your papa, they go church. You're a Muslim because your papa, they go church. That's the truth. Many of us sitting down here today, if you were born in a Muslim home, you would not have been in the church now. That's the truth. Every Friday, you'll be there in the mosque. That's the truth. The church, that is religion. And Christianity is not religion. Like, until you come to that estate, you will never enjoy your Christian faith. What shall we do? So this is a topic for today. The topic today is a very long one, very long one. The topic is, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Two things to do. And if there's time, I will let you know those two things. The first one, I won't have to waste time on it. The first one, praise the Lord, is if you are going to worship God, serve God, work for God, be in the ministry, do anything to be acceptable before God, number one is you must come to Him by faith. Faith there is revelation. For those hearing me for the first time, the word faith, as used in the Bible, depends on the context of the usage of the word faith. Faith can mean confidence in God. And faith also means revelation. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. What he actually means there is, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That's exactly what I've been explaining today. No revelation of who Christ is. Revelation of God's plan for salvation. Revelation of God's true righteousness for that day. Without that revelation, it is impossible to please God. I love the way Apostle Paul put it in Romans chapter 1. This is the way he put it. Verse 16. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Why was he saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Because the Pharisees were still standing on the gospel of Moses. They were persecuting Apostle Paul for preaching Christ. They were persecuting the disciples for preaching Christ. And some, for fear of persecution from their denominational fathers and mothers and organizations and relations, they will not come out plainly and proclaim it. They were Jews, children of Abraham, Israelites. They were followers tenaciously of the laws of Moses. And they will not move from the law of Moses for anything. But Apostle Paul left the law of Moses, which he preached and held until he was ready to kill for it. He left it to the gospel of Christ, preaching Christ. And he said, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? He had a revelation. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For verse 17, so I'm going. For therein, the gospel of Christ, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. From what? From faith to faith. From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The church shall live by faith. He says that the righteousness of God is revealed from revelation to revelation. From revelation to revelation. Precept upon precept. Isaiah says so. Line upon line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is the meaning of continuity ministry. That's the meaning of continuity. You don't stay in one place. They refuse to continue with God, and God abandoned them in the law. And what happened there? They died there. You see? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From faith to faith. Revelation to revelation. You see why a Christian studies every day? This God, if you think you know him, something will happen and say, ah, he's deeper than what I know. Hallelujah. Somebody said, he baptized in Catholic Church. Then when he left Catholic Church, I think he said he came to Assemblies of God. And then he had to rebaptize there. He said, now he's here, pastor. Are you saying I should baptize here again? Amen. And I told him, why were you not baptizing Catholic? He said, yes. I said, why did you baptize again when you came to Assemblies of God? He said, he realized that the baptism that he had in Catholic was wrong. I said, that is a revelation. From revelation to revelation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when you come here, you will soon discover that Assemblies of God, they were revelated to the extent that they knew that infant baptism was wrong and sprinkling of water is wrong. Amen. They knew that it's a level of revelation. But as you study this scripture again, you will soon discover that there is something more Assemblies of God is supposed to know that they didn't know. And they still don't know. Because baptism is not only by immersion. If you study it carefully, it is done in a name. And by revelation, deeper revelation, we get to know that name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost that Assemblies of God does not know, by faith, by revelation, we now know that name. What is that name? Jesus. Say very loud. Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. From faith to faith. From Catholic to Assemblies of God. From Assemblies of God to the Bible. To the Bible. I didn't say Brother Assembly. Oh, you don't understand. Hallelujah. the revelation is not in bride assembly. The revelation is in the Bible. Because if Catholic came to the Bible, they will not sprinkle water. If assemblies of God remain with the Bible, they will know the name of the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From faith to faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you not happy that God has made you to be part of a move this end time? It's a great privilege. It's a great privilege. Two children, Abel, Cain and Abel, they came to serve God. They knew they had committed sin. Abel, Cain, Abel, everyone brought his own. Amen. Church, listen. They were children of the same father and mother, supposedly. You understand? Okay, the same mother. Let's forget Papa first. At least Eve had told them, Nami be una mama. But I know that Adam will tell Abel, you know I'm your father. But when he come to Cain, he said, you know you are my child. You know you are my picking. Eh? Cain, you know you are my picking. Because your father abandoned you. The father of Cain abandoned him. And he abandoned him for a purpose to create problem in the family of Adam. But in any case, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When it comes to serving God's sacrifice, Cain and Abel did not have a meeting. Okay, this is how we should go to God. Every man shall give account of himself. When it comes to salvation, don't stand, your standing on Christ should not be determined by what somebody else you love determines. Don't do that. Don't do it. Church, don't you ever do it. Hallelujah. Because Cain, if they had done that meeting, Cain was sharper and smarter than Abel. Was stronger than Abel. If he's not stronger, if enough he killed Abel. Abel for fight back. But he was stronger. And so, more influence in that family. So, if Abel had had meeting with him, all of them would have offered the same sacrifice. It is one God. It's one Lord. It's one God. It's one Lord. Christian Association of Nigeria. We are one. We are one. And don't you criticize anybody. Because we are one. If you are going to be a member of Christian Association of Nigeria, Assemblies of God, don't criticize Catholic. Just preach salvation. Just say the Lord is good. He's good. For so loved the world. Everybody, we are one. After all, are we not bound by the name of Jesus? Therefore, let us be the same. Catholic, they are our brother. Catholic, they are our sister. Pentecostal, we are one. After all, it's not from them we left. Eh? He's our senior brother. He's our mother. That is our mother church. I had a Pentecostal preacher. Say so. Chimokereke, say so. I had him. Prophet. Chima Okereke. His church is behind here. He said that Catholic is his mother church. Anywhere he goes, he will always go back to Catholic. Can never leave Catholic. Praise the Lord. And he is correct. He is correct. Because he is a Catholic. Praise the Lord. He is a Catholic. Proper Catholic. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't say he was. I say he is. He is. And his leader is the Pope of Rome. Up to this moment. I'm sure his greatest ambition is the day he will go and shake the Pope of Rome. He will play that on his television program over and over and over again. It's okay. But Cain and and Abel, they brought their sacrifices. What happened? One offered blood. Another one decorated the altar. Decorated. Have you ever seen some altars in the church? Have you seen some altars? My, oh my. What? Look, when you see that altar alone, look, when you just go there, see, even if you don't pray, Abba, God must be there. Eh? Praise the Lord. There are some that, you know, you don't even have access to it. Hallelujah. You don't even have access to it. I went to minister in a church, I think last year. So where the minister sat down, somewhere, the altar, beautifully decorated. I discovered that before they call anybody, any of the minister, maybe the one going to make announcement, or maybe the one going to pray, or maybe even the pastor that came to usher me in to preach. Before they come out to the pulpit, they will come at the altar like this. Then they will come. So I was wondering, I said, Che, so when is my turn now? How am I going to do it? So, hallelujah. So, when I stood up, bam, I went straight to the altar. Amen. I can't carry corner eye, they look. Amen. Hallelujah. The altar of Cain is still available now. The Bible forbids us, praise the Lord, to raise any image and bow before it. Okay, let me not go that way. Cain made a beautiful altar. The emphasis is that Abel's sacrifice was accepted. Cain's sacrifice was rejected. Why? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 for emphasis. For emphasis. It says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Hallelujah. You see, by faith there, I say, is revelation. By revelation, Cain, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Which revelation? Cain had a revelation. Abel had a revelation that Apostle Paul repeated in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. He said, but without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. God has his own provided way. If you are going to come to God acceptably, have revelation before you start to worship him. Before you begin to, you know, declare yourself, now you're a Christian, now you want to work for God, make sure you have a revelation of what he expects from you at any given time. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. But Cain didn't have that revelation. Yet Cain knew he was a sinner. The whole world, they know there is a God somewhere. They know there is a God somewhere. They are serving that God, supposedly. But unknown to them, they are wasting their time. If you serve that God outside of God's provided way for him to relate with mankind. Billions of them all over the world. Billions, billions of them. Of human beings. Religious people. Doing all manner of sacrifice and services supposedly to that God. But because they are doing it outside of God's own provided righteousness, they miss it. So that you'll understand why Jesus Christ said, I am the way. Not I am a way. A way makes room for other ways. The way closes all other ways. The way. I am the way. John 14 verse 6. The truth. And the life. He said, no human being comes to the Father except by me, Jesus. You see? By that statement, all other ways, you are wasting your time. It's a revelation. It's a revelation that should excite everybody if you actually catch it. And it's not an empty claim. And I will come there to show you that it is not an empty claim. It's not an empty claim. The same way Romans chapter 10 concerning Israel. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. This is Apostle Paul's comment. He says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Imagine a religious nation. A preacher is coming to tell them they are not saved. When we stand and tell you that all this denomination, nobody in the denomination will go in the rapture. It's not an empty say. We are saying it by a revelation we have. Apostle Paul looked at the Pharisees and Sadducees. See zeal. See zeal. He said, my heart desires that all of them should be saved. My heart desire. See, have you gone to the mountain to see Christians making sacrifices? Go out in the streets and see Christians evangelizing everywhere. Go everywhere and see prayer program, prayer meetings. Oh, our sister church here, anytime they have program, see how all their members do everything. That is their own way. They believe in shedding the light. Cause the people to come. And we here, when we close, when they are gathering there for hours in their program, hours from 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock, testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. And those testimonies are not fake. They are real and genuine. Real and genuine. But when you stand up here, we close and we are going, we are passing them. When you see them, you will say, oh, I wish these people with this seal, they will know this message. They will know there is a message. Oh, I wish they will know there is a message. See zeal. So zealous until they are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, until they are ready to advertise a program that will glorify the name of the Lord. They wear banner. They wear banner. They are not ashamed of the gospel. Zeal. That was how it was with Israel. Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, Israel, but not according to knowledge. Not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness. You see revelation? You see now revelation? Being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. You see, there is their own righteousness. There is their own righteousness. Their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. How can somebody fasting always, praying always, you are saying that is your own righteousness. You have not submitted to God's own righteousness. Pharisees, Sadducees, Gamaliel, Reverend Dr. Gamaliel. the chief high priest Caiaphas, the president of the Jewish, how will you call them in Israel? Association of Religious Jews, chairman. Because they must belong to an association. If not, they will not have agreed to kill Jesus. Yes. Hold on to what you believe. I believe you believe. But remember, we are one. Somebody want to come and spoil our show. Although Sadducees and Pharisees, they don't agree. But at least you do your own. I do my own. But there's one person that will come where they fight the two of us. All of us. So let's come together as an association and let us go to the Roman governor and report that we don't want him. Don't be surprised if Christian Association of Nigeria try to fight Bride Assembly one day. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You say, how? It's very easy. When Satan is planning for you, he doesn't come one day. They are doing it now in America. And you know, once America does anything, the whole world will copy it. Yes, now. There is the hate law. You know what is the hate law? The law against hate speech. They call it hate speech. That is, you are now forbidden in America to say anything to anybody that will make that person hate someone. So if I come to you and I say Catholicism, that is where the Antichrist is coming from, they can take me to court. It is a hate speech. If I come and I say Olumba Olumba is of the devil, I am making you hate Olumba Olumba. Therefore, they will take me to court. If I come and say Ogboni is a cult, you don't go near there, they will take me to court. And the law prescribes that whatever is the platform I'm using will be removed and I will be jailed. It is already in America. Oh, you don't understand. It is already in America. Watch all the preachers now that preach from America. They select the language they use. When that thing was coming up, they fought it, they fought it, they did everything, they fought it. Supreme Court passed that bill. They assented to it. What do you call it? The National Assembly, what do they call it? The Congress. The Congress passed the bill. And before you know what, let's borrow from there so that we can fight Boko Haram. That's how it will come. You see, Boko Haram started small. Then he indoctrinated the people. So we must be able to see far another group coming up like Boko Haram. Therefore, let's pass a bill. And you don't know who they are targeting. But Brother Abraham told us, before they will strike, we will be gone. I said we shall be gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ignorant people, it's something you should know. For your revelation, for your service to be acceptable before God, you must have a revelation. It is by that revelation you walk with. That's exactly what he spoke. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's just read that of what is told the Hebrews also. In Hebrews chapter 2, he also made a similar statement there. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. See what he was telling the believers. Verse 1 and verse 2. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, other Jews, Pharisees, Sadducees. Everybody in Israel, they had the same gospel that we also received. Them also, praise the Lord. When they left the promised land, the itching for the promised land, they received the same gospel like Joshua and Caleb. They received the same gospel. All those almost 2 million people that left Egypt, they received the same message. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that had it. Mixing with faith here is not mixing with confidence, it's mixing with revelation. You are hearing me now. Instead of you to open your heart and go to the depth of what I mean by what I am saying, after service, ask somebody sitting down, somebody, hey, what did Pastor talk about? He talked about faith. He talked plenty. Is it that person now that we go home and meditate? You see, that is what he said, not mixed with faith. No revelation. So the gospel you hear does not profit you. You go to church, no matter what gospel is preached for your sanctification, it does not penetrate. A Christian will come to church, even in an atmosphere like this, and still leave and go back and live like the outside world. Unbelievers. The same lifestyle they live is the same lifestyle you are living. It is because you are at the same level with them. They are doing what they are doing is because of lack of revelation. That's the truth. You see, hallelujah. I was reading something William Branham was saying in a message book I was reading yesterday. And he said, he made mention, he said, cigarette smoking is not sin. He said fornication is not sin. He said alcohol is not sin. Adultery is not sin. He said they are the attributes of sin. He said it is a sinner that smokes. It is a sinner that fornicates. Before you fornicate, it is because you are a sinner. Fornication is in you, the sinner, the attribute, for by their fruits. You will know that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That I give you money is not love. The money I give you is not love. Eh? If I give you clothes to wear, that cloth I give you is not love. It is because I have love inside of me. I am love. That's why I'm giving you love. And I believe it. The difference between a believer and an unbeliever is the attributes they display there. It is not because you go to church. It's not because you have a Bible. It is a life that you live. You display what you have. So, you may be the pastor of any church. It has nothing to do to determine whether you are a Christian, a believer or not. You are a saint. A saint, there are two. You have a sinner and a saint. Are you a saint? Saints are sinners. They go to church. And the truth is, it is sinners that should go to church so that they can be transformed to become saints. What is a saint? It's a sanctified one. Who is a sanctified one? It's the one whose nature has been cleansed. The life that I live is no longer I that live. The things I used to do, I do them no more. If a man be in Christ, it's a new creature. So that's the truth. So think yourself. All your neighbors think you're a Christian, but you know whether you're a Christian or not. See, you are the best testifier of your Christian life. You know it. You know now. You know now. You know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know now. And some people now will judge me. Judge Pastor Moses. Somebody say, I must follow you to heaven. How do you know I want to go to heaven? because I preach heaven here, there are people that are preaching heaven, but they are children of hell. See, go to the motor park. There are agberos that will tell you the exact motor and the best motor that will carry you to your village. They know the road, they know the bus stop, they know everything. They will load you there. They will take care of your goods. They will write your name in the manifest. They will even go to the driver. Take time on this one. Now it's special to me. Even pray. I mean, beg them to reduce money for you. Oh, wonderful agbero. But they are not entering that motto. Amen. That's what so many people don't know. So, therefore, somebody is not a candidate because of an anointing upon him. Never in the scripture that says, by the anointing, you will know them. No! By what? Fruits. Fruits. Because I know pastors. I know. Not be then say, I know pastors that will preach like this. And after service, they will wind up with a girlfriend in that same church, in one hotel somewhere. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Make your calling an election. Hey, I know I'm hitting somebody here now. I wish I can package it very well. I hit you, I hit. I wish I have a gift that I can see somebody say, hey, now you. Oh, God, give me that gift. That is when church will become church. That's when church will become church. Sunday morning now, somebody stood up from your boyfriend's house. Bath, put perfume. You are carrying offering and Bible. All the neighbors, they are seeing you are going to church. You are going to church. Which church are you going to? Are you going to ask for forgiveness or you are going to worship? And you come here and in the course of whatever happened, in the course of you and your boyfriend, since you are never ready to marry, you can't get belle. Then you go to abortion, your belly they pay you. You will come to a church. Oh, Father, help me, Lord. Hey, take away this pain. You know, when they come, they say, Pastor, belly, belly. What's it happen? I don't know. Belly, belly. And when you pray, you know that time? Tap, tap, tap. 2 minutes. Ha, it's gone. And she's going back again to the boy. Are you a Christian or a Muslim? Born again. And they speak in tongue. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so when it comes to revelation, how? What am I to do to achieve having revelation? There's only one thing to do. Yield yourself to the Spirit of God. That's what Apostle Paul was teaching in Galatians chapter 5. Yield yourself. Be led by the Spirit of God. Because he's the one that leads. That's what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is all about. He's a teacher. He will lead you to all truth. When you position yourself to know more about God, he's more than ready to show you how you should worship him, how you should serve him. But the truth is, we are beclouded with our own self ambitions. We are beclouded with ideas of ministry that carnal preachers have stored in our brains. Everyone that is called, God call me, say I should go and answer his call. Everybody is going to gather people to pastor them. To tell them what? Amen. And somebody will stay here. A minister that stay here 9 years in this church. 9 years in this church. After staying 9 years in this church, all he saw in all the 9 years he has been worshiping in this church, all is that his gift is given to him to eat with it. You see? And he left this place. He has his church somewhere in Ajawa Estate. And in less than 1 year, he's gathering hundreds of people. Doing what? Prayer, 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 vision, vision, prophecy, prophecy, prophecy. After 9 years in this place, he had what the rest of us all had, but he did not miss what he had with revelation. The only thing paining me about that young man is that he will stand in his church and say his mother church is Bride Assembly. Tofiakwa, you are never from Bride Assembly. Never, never, never. I am never your father in the Lord. How can Cain tell Adam you are my father? Adam know who he became be. He said you are to bring forth after your kind. I don't produce money mongers. I am not a money monger. I am not. I am not, oh, I am not. Amen. I am not a money monger. So I will not produce money mongering ministers. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm sure, you see, we must be watchful. Anyway, I'll preach that message maybe next time. Because there's a message I have to preach. And I titled it The Ministry of Phinehas. We will teach it. You know, we have the ministry of Judas. We have the ministry of Demas. There is also the ministry of Phinehas. And the ministry of Phinehas is for every one of us. It's for every one of us. So that you will expose sin. Expose serpent seeds that smuggle among us. Smuggle among us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People are sitting down as ministers. We must watch one another. You don't know who is who. No, that's the truth. All of us, we are ministers. We must watch one another and expose them. A sister in this church told me, sent a text to me. He said, Daddy, is there any true man of God again in this world? Even in an inter-message believing church, the Bride Assembly, I had to call her back. What happened? Wait, tell me what happened before I answer you. She told me small. I said, hey, this will not be phone talk. Come see me, make we talk. He said, a minister that does deliverance was doing deliverance, conducting deliverance on her in Bride Assembly and saw a demon in her private part and went to remove the demon from her private part. Assembly. Half a word, hear the story fully first. But the thing pay me, pay me, it pay me, it pay me, it pay me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, such a person will live now. Such a person will live now. And then go and say, I'm from Bride. Pastor Moses was my pastor. Azubakba.
Never my.
I am called to pastor sheep, not goats. That's a goat.
Another minister, they know such people. Oh,
they know. They know. You can't say you don't know. If you say you don't know, it's an indictment on you. It's true. Because everybody you work with, you must know who he is. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In this church, oh, that, see, allow me to talk, Joe. In this church, oh, it's in this church. With all that we teach in this church, another young man came to me. He said, is the same, you know, every time here, now prophet will they talk, prophet will they talk. Prophet. But the real people disturbing this ministry, they are in healing and deliverance. And I intend to scatter that group. They are not achieving nothing. Praise the Lord. They are the ones going from house to house doing night vigil in people's houses. They are the ones smuggling and going for family deliverance every now and then. They are the ones. They are the ones. A minister. Two ministers went to do vigil in a man's house. And said, they went. He said, the man feed the church here. He said, he's suspecting that the boy that served him stole his money. And so, he's troubling the young boy. The young boy, Iko told me when I was sharing this with Iko, he said the young boy came to him one day. He said, sir, you are a prophet. Sir, look at me very well. Tell me the truth between me and you. My master is accusing me of stealing his money. Have I stolen? He could say he looked very well. He said, no, if I see, I will tell you. I don't see you as thief. He said, please, sir, pray for God to show my master who steals his money. That man came here and met two ministers. They went to his house for vigil. And they are in the presence of the boy and the master. They are telling the boy, you the thief the money. You the thief the money. The man said, I'm not thief the money. Now, the area I'm going is that a minister in this church took Bible and gave to the boy. He said, take, swear. Because of the offering that man will give them after the vigil. In this church, they hear everything we say here. All these years they have been here, such a person, he does not miss what we say here with faith. No revelation, nothing. Why? He's beclouded with what he will eat. Hunger. Until he's ready to sacrifice one child of God in the altar of where he will eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is not in me. That is not in me. Praise the Lord. That is not in me. A woman entered my office. I said, her husband, blah, 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 blah. The husband, no, he said, immediately, I saw something. I said, I think, Kwan and Kenneth, they were in the office. He whispered to me, say, and the woman, they sleep about, oh. He said, the woman, they sleep about, oh. I said, Mister, I see, I'm the one confirm. Amen. She's there with her husband. She's complaining. Meanwhile, she's sleeping outside with men, an adulteress. So, I will say, sister, confess, you sleep outside. I'll tell them, Abby.
We have taught how to use our gifts in this church. And a truly gifted person, if that gift is from the Holy Ghost, he will never use that gift to scatter. It's a satanic gift that will scatter. And you are happy. I am not pastoring money mongers. I am not a money monger. Therefore, anybody working with me and is a money monger is not a minister ordained to work with me. He is here for his judgment to be sure. That's the only reason. Because I have stood here openly and I have led a course on anybody that we charge directly or indirectly in the course of ministry. And if I am a true servant of God, anybody working with me, continue. But you know now, those who charge, you never prosper. You don't do anything. If you carry and buy motor, every day you go to the mechanic. No peace. No peace. You know it. If you charge anybody to go borrow money to rent house, when the rent expire, landlord will chase you come out. So that you go and start all over again. That's the truth. But I know some other minister here that I went to visit. He said, 3-bedroom flat. He said, Daddy, do you know how much I pay for this house? I said, how much? He said, 150,000 naira. I said, huh? This house? He said, no agent, no agreement. He said, and he tell him, make you pay 1 year. A very faithful minister in this church. Prophet Dayo Boboyi. Praise the Lord. You know he will never ever. He will die in his problem. When I said, but why don't you tell me? He said, Daddy, you know he didn't bring us up like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His wife is in the hospital now. He has a bill of about 150,000 to pay before they discharge. I said, why didn't you tell me? He said, I didn't know how to bring that problem again to the church. And I know my rent is due now. You people will pay the rent. Then again, make I come bring hospital bill again to you. You see how people are considerate? In this same setting. But another one day, for this same church, it will look like this. The Lord say, praise the Lord. I will continue to say it, and it is for the record. Church, 30 years old, this ministry started with 4 ministers, 4 of us. From that time till today, your tithe and your offering does not come to me. I have never, in fact, for the first 2-3 years of this church, I was single-handedly sponsoring every aspect of this ministry, including going to the church, to the camp, 100%. I have never, till today, approached any church member, directly or indirectly, say, I have a problem, help me. I have never. The church, in this same ministry, but boy, I don't know if you are here, those of us who started here, Thomas, we are drinking curry, we kuli kuli. That is the truth. We refuse to lower the bar of the gospel. But this same church today, praise the Lord, every cloth I wear now has been dashed me from the members. They clothe me from shoe. Everything, including inner wears. I still have clothes that for the past 1 year I have not even opened. I have shoes that I have not even worn. I'm God will not allow my motor break down. So hey, I go. Lie.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When I have need, there are members that sow in my life. Some people came to Jerry to ask for my account number. They said they don't want me to know them. Anytime I have a need, God provides. And whether he provides or not, that is not the reason for coming into the ministry. That's not the reason. That's why in this ministry, we have not employed any minister. We say, everybody, go and find something to do, because the thing, what will they preach here? He no go bring cocaine pushers. He no go bring anybody like that. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In this same ministry, this same church here, I'm telling you now, there are people that pray for cocaine pushers. They know the business you are doing is cocaine, then we pray. Not be you. I know the business they do not be cocaine. They know. They will call prophet. Find a way, check for me whether the road will go. Whether it's clear or not. I'm telling you, in this church, you see, when I hear such, do you know how I feel? Do you know how I feel that in this church, that people will come here, this same church that people brought 50 million, 40 something million, take tithe, and we turn it down in this church. Somebody is still going behind because it is drug money. Somebody is going behind to collect the drug money. Thank you. Gehazi. Now I'm just saying this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me, some people, when they finish praying for you, finish, they will say, sow seed. The day I heard it, my head scattered when a minister came to report to me, see what is going on. And I called the minister. I said, Alan, this is what you do. I looked at him. And the words I told him, I said, certainly, you are not ordained to walk with me. But I will not drive you. When your time reach, you go like others have gone. Certainly. Praise the Lord. You go and sit down in front of somebody's office. You say, what do you bring for me now? What do you bring for me now? How can a normal, respectable person make that statement? We pray for you, finish. We don't see you again. Now, testimony, I hear you, they testify here. I hear you, they give testimony. But I have given the church now what I vow. That one, a church own. Where my own. You don't give church own, where my own. In this ministry, this church. It happens here. I told you I want to preach today. In this same church. So spirits abide. What do you bring for me? You be policeman? I visit you. What do you bring for me? You visit me. What do you bring for me? Shows lack of integrity. I'm church. Why I'm preaching here is that in the workers' meeting, I have spoken this over and over and over. But the more I speak, the more it goes on. So the best thing to do is to tell the church, whatever you see happening, I am not part of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you give me another 15, 20 minutes? In John chapter 6, he answered them. When they say, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? In verse 29, he said, that you believe on him whom he has sent. That is the second thing you have to do. Believe on him whom he has sent. Because his messengers are the carriers of his word. That's why Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20, he made it clear. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe on the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe on his prophets, so shall you prosper. And Apostle Paul brought this clearly to the Pharisees and Sadducees in Hebrew. Let's open Hebrew. That is how he opened the book of Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 1. Hallelujah. If you are there, this is how he put it. He said, God. He was telling the Pharisees. That's why he kept telling them, you have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. No faith. See revelation here. God, who at sundry times, verse 1, Hebrew chapter 1, at sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the fathers, the Jewish fathers, by who? By who? By the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly add. Underline that last statement, by whom also he made the worlds. In the Greek Hebrew interpretation, that statement is not there. That statement was injected into it. That's by the Trinitarian interpreters of the Bible from Greek to English. By whom also he made the worlds. No. God did not make the world by Jesus. He made the world by the spoken word. The same spoken word that produced Jesus Christ. It's an addition. Just Jara, it's Bible study, just Jara, underline it and go and try to look for all the interpretations. You will not see that statement there. Greek and the Hebrew. Go to the lexicons. This statement is not there. Anyway, let's come back to our thoughts. Praise the Lord. In time past, he, God, was speaking to his people by the prophets. Why? They are the carriers of God's word. They're the carriers of God's word. Moses, when you say spoke to his people, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand. This speaking that Apostle Paul is talking about here is not the speaking of tomorrow you will get a job, you will get a contract. That is not it. God's plan for salvation, he ignited it when he went and met Abraham. He used Abraham to build a shadow of the picture he had in mind for the final restoration. And when he said he spoke to the fathers by the prophets, it is pertaining his plan for redemption. When it was time for him to pull out his children from Egypt to the promised land, who did he send? A prophet. Moses, blessed be the name of the Lord. It was Moses that he used. And we have other and when he called him, anytime he called them out like that, gave a message, it was always the message that we keep them in the line of his plan for redemption. What did he do?
He called Moses and gave Moses the law. If you thunder Moses, no matter how else you are worshiping God, you thunder that message, the law that he gave Moses, you are wasting your time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to give the children of Israel a bearing, he began to give monumental and future prophecies through Isaiah. It was Isaiah that told us about a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. And told us, unto us a child is born. And you know, prophecy, that prophecy he gave came to pass after about 700 years. But he gave them a bearing, something to expect. Same thing with Jeremiah and all the other prophets, including Daniel. But one thing I want you to note is that anytime God sent these prophets, they were always rejected. They were always rejected. Sure, Samuel was rejected. John the Baptist was rejected. They cut off his head because he came with a message. And anytime you reject a prophet, you are rejecting God. Because God will lead his people by his own provided way. And he chose the prophets to lead his people because the word of the Lord always comes to the prophets. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he said, but now he is speaking by to us by his son. And that is where Israel missed it. While so many other people till today, they are still missing it. In verse 5 of Matthew chapter 17, in the Mount Transfiguration, when he was transformed, God spoke from above to the hearing of those witnesses. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He said what? Hear ye him. That is, you want to do anything that will be acceptable to me, Pharisees, Sadducees, listen to what he is saying. Now, listen to what he's saying. I have finished with Moses. I am now here. This is where I am now for my next move. If you remain with Moses, what happened? You are cut off. If you like, go about establishing branches, and you refuse to listen to them whom God has vindicated. He said, hear ye him. And let's think about it. If you were a Pharisee that time, will you have believed that man? You know, sometimes we just thank God that we receive the gospel now. That's the truth. Because here you are very religious. And a man from nowhere coming to scatter your religion. Say, it's me now you follow. Will you have followed or you will have joined to crucify him? I thank God. The way I am, maybe I will kill him. Amen. But I thank God for that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. Say it with me. John 3:16. Shall we go? Everybody knows it. Because you wrote it in your work. But the depth of the meaning of that statement, not too many people know it. You see? For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. He's telling this statement, he's telling the Jews that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. If you don't believe, Unko, you will perish. Mark, put it like that, Mark 16:16.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You hold on to any other thing outside of him. Not attachment. Not attachment. This is where he is now. Hear ye him. I am emphasizing this for a reason. Believe in him whom he has sent. That is the work of God. Before you can do anything acceptable before God, listen to whom he has sent. So that you can walk the work of God in line with what he has told you from above. If not, all your sacrifice, all your tithe, all your offering, all the branches you have, all everything, they're in vain. That's the truth. If you like, keep building houses for God. Build churches all over. If you don't do it according to what he whom he has sent has spoken, you are wasting your time. Church, it's important. That's why I say this message is for our believers. To establish you. It's to establish you. This is not an evangelistic message. It is a message for home. It is a home message. There are some things that Jesus Christ spoke outside. And there are some things that he reserved for his disciples. So what do you think was making them act the way they acted? There was a revelation they had. The Pharisees didn't have that. The Sadducees didn't have it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. But he was also rejected. He came to his own. John chapter 1 says so. Verse 11. His own received him not. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them what? Gave he power to become what? If you receive him, you will receive power to become the Son of God. If you don't receive him, you will never receive the power to become the Son of God. You can be a Son of God by confession. That is where it ends. And nobody becomes a child of God by confession. Eh? You are writing sermon notes. You know, if you sleep, you will miss something. You heard all I said. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You know, he's jotting down something, then sleep came. You know, you miss something I said, so you won't connect it. So stay awake since you are writing sermon note. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that's the truth. They rejected him, they crucified him. They killed him. Away with him. Away with him. And we are there today. That's why Apostle Paul said, it's not all that are in Israel that are of Israel. Not everyone that is, not all that in Israel are of Israel. Because children of Israel, they are revelated people. Mixed multitude. Israel is a type of the church. It's not everybody that is in the church that is a Christian. Mixed multitude. His own. They will hear his voice. He said, my sheep, hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. They hear my voice and follow me. Follow me there. Hallelujah. Follow me. Follow me there. Is follow the spirit of Christ. Wherever he moves, they will notice this is where he is now. Wherever he moves, they will notice this is where he is now. That is the meaning of continuity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he explained that in two parables. Because they rejected him. The parable of the vineyard, Matthew 21. Matthew 21, reading from verse 33. Because of time. And Matthew 22, the parable of the marriage feast. Amen. And these two parables, they were all speaking of rejection. They were all speaking about the history of all the effort that God did on Israel as a nation, his own people. But each time they refused to move with God. He sent his messengers. They rejected him. In Matthew 21, he said, until he decided to send his own son. And these were the leaders. They said, let us kill his son so that we can inherit. When I read that scripture yesterday, what came to my mind is a perfect type of the denomination today. A perfect type of the denomination. This Bible, I respect this Bible. That parable in Matthew 21, the vineyard there, he was the one that put people to watch over his vineyard until he comes. When he sent message to see how the vineyard is doing, the keepers grabbed the messengers, drove all of them, despised them, frustrated them, and the owner said, let me send my son. When he came, they said, see the son coming. Let's kill him so that we can inherit it. And church, you know that it is in this last church age that the Holy Ghost, Christ himself, is so put away from the church until he's outside the church knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That is the condition that we are in here now. Church, Christ has been pushed out of his church, and men that he had anointed to watch over the church, they have taken over the church. They have their own doctrines. They have their own way of running the church. They have their own teachings. They have whatever they believe. And you don't add anything to it. This is what we believe in this church. Whatever else, don't bring it near us. So are you surprised at what is happening in the churches today? Are you surprised, church? Father, I thank you for revelation. Father, I thank you for revelation. When a man says he is a reverend, you know where he got it from. The title that belongs to Christ, they have taken it over. When a man says he's the general overseer, he's the general superintendent. Titles that have no bearing with leadership offices in the church, as Christ has given us in the Bible. Why? They push him away and leave us. Let us run our church by ourselves. The same way they did for Samuel. They rejected the leadership by the word of God, and then they decided to get for themselves a king. And God told Samuel, it's not you they are rejecting, it is me. If you reject the prophet, you reject the message. So it's not him, because he does not come to present himself. He said, then send me. You say, go away. Is it him you reject? Is who he has sent him that you reject? And see how Israel ended up. The same way God is dealing with the church again today. They are pushing him out. When we preach, we say certain things. We are made to look like fanatics. We are not. We know what the devil has done with the church of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we know what that parable of the wedding feast said. Okay. Since they rejected him, he decided to come to the Gentiles. To pick himself a bride. They rejected the gospel. That is how it came to us here. But how did it come to the Gentiles? It came also by people that God himself had sent. Matthew 28 verse 19. He sent his disciples. Go you into the world and preach the gospel. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. They became messengers of God. Apostle Paul was one of the messengers. Peter was one of the messengers. Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work. He was taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And they are the ones that we believe. to be where we are today. They are the messengers whom God has sent. But church, as time went on again, the gospel that the apostles sent to us, God sent through the apostles, Satan entered the church. Apostle Paul saw it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He said that Christ will not come until they come and fall away first. The same gospel that the apostles left for us, amen, has been messed up because I told you they have kicked him out. Apostle Paul said, no other foundation can any man lay than that which we have laid. He said, we are supposed to be built, Ephesians 2:20, on the foundations of the apostles. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone because they are his messengers. But watch whether the apostolic faith is still on now in Christianity. Watch whether it is still on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was why God himself had to restore the church back to what he told the apostles. While men slept, the enemy came to the church in Matthew 13 and sowed their own nonsense doctrines and sealed the nonsense that is going on in Christianity today. Look at what is going on today. Women pastor, women preachers, the Bible forbids it. But our ministers not ordaining their wives as their deputy. Show me the resemblance of such a ministry in the Bible. Where did they get that from? Which messenger brought that message to them? Church, it is time for restoration. And in this age, this is the message. God has sent us a prophet. God has sent us a message. I repeat, God has sent us a message. God raised a man, anointed him and gave him a message. Gave him a message. For his people that were locked up in the denominational system. That's why I say, the end time message is not for street evangelism. The end time message is to Christians. It's to Christians. It's to Christians. So-called believers. To come out of those errors and come back to Bible Christianity. Church, there is a message in the land. That's the whole burden I have. To let those who truly want to go to heaven, who truly want to serve God, to hear it. It's true. That's the whole message we have. God raised a man, William Marion Braham. See, anytime I mention that name before any denominational preacher, their eye go red. Why? That is the only ministry that exposed all of them that they were in error. Come back to Bible Christianity. And if you come back to Bible Christianity, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We will not have headquarters and branches anywhere. We will not be manufacturing ministers and sending them to go and head branches, collect tithe and offering and send to headquarters. There's no pattern like that in the Bible. There will be no woman pastor, woman evangelist, and all that nonsense they say, bishop, archbishop, until now the office of archbishop, a woman, first woman archbishop is in Africa. And then everyone, because they are all interrelated, they were all there. Blind people. And they were there, making it look as if it is some wonderful achievement for Nigeria. And not knowing that they were bringing more darkness to the word of God in Nigeria by that action. But we are more revelated than that. Praise the Lord. We are more revelated than that. And people think that the size of your church determines your success in ministry. Therefore, people are looking for members. For members to come and fill their church so that they can be recognized. We have first service, we have second service, we have third service, fourth service, between 8 a.m. and 10 o'clock, four services. You see, I went for vigil. They started 11 o'clock. They started 11 o'clock. They sing from 11 o'clock till 12:30 or so. To one. They sing and did some other things. Then to one. Then they gave me microphone. And before they give me microphone, they say, we close trio. Three. I can't think. Now, what thing? I leave my church, VG. Come here, be this. 3 o'clock. Once it is three, the pastor was doing like this. You must not waste the people's time. Then I'm to come on Sunday to preach. I am the one to handle the service. And then they told me, anytime we hand over to you, you have 1 hour. I said, so which time are you handing over to me? They say, anytime they hand over to me. Make I just not say, now 1 hour. And I'm supposed to come, it is an anointing service. I'm supposed to preach and then minister to the people within 1 hour. And after service, I was asking the pastor. He said, you know, we have to be careful. We have things we stand for. If not, they will petition headquarters. I said, I understand. That's why I made sure. Once it was three, chop, I stopped. And on Sunday also, once it was, I passed 1 hour, Abby. Oh, not up to 1 hour. Okay, I was looking at time that time. Immediately, I know I offended, made the pastor know they're in trouble. And I left and I was saying, So what time do they sit down to hear the word? So they expected me to just come and talk for 30 minutes. A visiting minister coming, not your regular pastor. You won't allow him to say what God has said in his heart to say. You say, you are timing him 30 minutes. So that you understand how knowledgeable they are in the things of the scripture. They know nothing concerning salvation. I have been preaching now for almost 2 hours. And I have no apology for preaching for so long. No apology. Praise the Lord. There's no apology. This is what we came to do. To hear God talk to us. By the scripture. This is the one we should give more time. No prophecy. No prophecy, church. That's why some people don't like Brother Assembly. It is because you are not my sheep. Go to where they spend 30 minutes. Don't waste your time. Go back, sit down in your sitting room and open television and be watching. On Sunday. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God raised that man, William Branham, to bring us back to Bible Christianity. With thus saith the Lord. So, what must you do now, to walk the works of God? Church, listen. Anything you do in serving God that is outside this restored message that God sent to us through William Branham, you are wasting your time. If you do anything contrary to what that man told us, as thus saith the Lord, if you do contrary, I say contrary, You are wasting your time as far as salvation is concerned. It is not the work of God. I repeat, if you are doing anything in serving God, anything is anything contrary to what God has said to his church through the ministry of William Marion Branham, I say, you are wasting your time. That service will never be acceptable before God. We are in the days of a voice. That is the message. We are in the days of a voice, a message. Seventh angel, seven church ages. Seventh angel messenger. Believe on him whom he God has sent. Then you can do the work of God. Believe on him. I say it, praise the Lord. The commandments of God are not grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. All this thing I'm telling you, don't charge money when you see your gift. Every people are sitting down here, you're gifted. Don't charge money. William Branham emphasized it so much, because at that time, Pentecostals, that's all they are doing. And they are doing it worse now than even his own time. So any minister that sets up a ministry using his gift to eat, you are finished. You are out of the grace for this time. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. Yes, now. Hallelujah. There are people sitting down here, to tell you the level of their revelation. There's a sister here that is a gifted sister that will carry people here to a man at Ikotu. What's his name? Genesis. Especially the women, they go there pass because she's a gifted sister. And a sister that is a minister in this church will take you to that man, and the man will charge you money, and she will still go. I believe with the whole of my heart that her business, the sister, they do with that man. Any customer I bring come, she has her own court, and she's here holding the ministry of William Branham sermon books. That's what I'm telling you. That your eyes are supposed to be so open until it's not everywhere you see signboard church that you enter. There are some, as you enter, before you sit down, you carry your Bible, come out. It's true. It's true now. There's a young man that came from London, Chidi. He told me, he said, the last church he entered, he said, you don't give offering. He said, you don't put offering, no. He said, carry an offering, come out again. He said, just a vex. He went to visit the church. He said, he hold his offering. Why? He said, because he's carrying precious pearls to cast it to swine. It's not everywhere you put offering. I hope you know that. It's not everywhere you pay tithe. I hope you know that. Praise the Lord. It's not everywhere you pay tithe. It's not everywhere you go and give offering. You must be sure that that place is glorifying the name of the Lord and not somebody's private business. Private business. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is William Branham that brought us back to the attention, our attention back to the Bible, that forbids woman pastor. So in this age, any woman pastor, no matter how anointed you are out of the will of God. You are on your own. You're on your own. Because you have refused to listen to him who God has sent. Whom God has sent. Praise the Lord. In this age, he whom God has sent told the women not to wear a ring. That's true. Yes. Somebody said, not true. Correct. He said so. He was preaching in America, telling the Americans. He said, Christian women, don't wear trouser. He said, it is thus say the Lord. He said it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, hallelujah. He said, oh, thank you, Jesus. He said,
You are not, as a Christian, you are not entitled to taste alcohol except on the Lord's table, communion service. And here, you are allowed to taste alcohol once in a month in this church. And so if you are here, a Christian, no matter how anointed you are, you will still drink beer. You still drink alcohol, kind, one shot to liven yourself and all the whatever excuse you have. You are finished. You are out of God's righteousness, no matter what you are doing. No matter how much is your tithe, you are, that tithe is even wasted. It's wasted. It's wasted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is He whom God has sent. He told them, women, stop cutting your hair. William Branham emphasized, he brought out that revelation from the scripture. He said, the woman, her hair is her glory. Her hair is her glory. The head of the woman is who? Is the man. The man is, the glory of a woman is the man. Signified by the hair. To signify that you are under authority. When we come together like this, he said, a woman praying or prophesying, you should cover your hair. That is why your hairs are covered. To indicate that you are a submissive woman. The hair is a symbol of your glory. So, William Branham said, a married man, if your wife goes to a saloon and cuts her hair, he said, you can put her away. She has rejected you as her glory. That is what she's telling everybody. William Branham said so. He said, you can put that woman away. Divorce her. She has refused the authority of the man. So, don't cut your hair. When I say don't cut your hair, you know what I mean. You know why you cut your hair is for, what do you call it? Fashion. Fashion. If something is wrong with your hair and decided to clear it for another one to come up, God understands why you are doing it. There are some traditions, even tradition. When your husband is dead, they will tell you to clear your head. There's nothing wrong about that. Nothing wrong about that. They are even doing something scriptural. You are announcing to the whole world, my glory has departed. There's nothing wrong with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is thus said the Lord from above. He said, don't paint all this paint, and all those artificialities. Put them away. That is the voice of He whom He, God, has sent. You see, why I chose communal service day, so that I will have time to talk. I am closing now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. A lot of people do not understand the ministry of William Branham. Church, that ministry is a dispensational ministry. Let me explain it to you. Hallelujah. There are three pools for salvation. God is perfected in three for our redemption. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When you want to catch a fish, the angel taught William Branham. First pool, second pool is the third pool that really catch the big fish. There are also three exoduses in the Bible. The first exodus from Egypt to the promised land, God's children. And He gave them law. The second exodus, Christ came down to pull them out of law to grace. And we are partakers of that grace. But also, denominationalism came and kept God's children again in bondage in grace. Therefore, He reserved a ministry. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. That is the shout in 1 Thessalonians chapter 16, verse 16.
And that is the midnight cry in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 6. Saying one thing, come out of her. Out of the denominational system. Now watch it, church. The ministry of Jesus Christ was a messianic ministry, a messiah. After Jesus Christ left, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After Jesus Christ manifested, every other ministry is now by that same Spirit of Christ. No more will God talk to the world again outside of his Son. Want you to understand it? No more. Whether I am here now, I am speaking, my ministry must be by the Spirit of Christ. It must be by his own Spirit. Now watch it. His was a messianic spirit to introduce grace. He had a messianic sign. The sign that nobody else had until he came, Jesus Christ. And that messianic sign is the sign of discernment. At the water side by the well, John chapter 4, he just gave one discernment to that woman of Samaritan. The woman said, "Huh? Our teachers say, when the Messiah will come, this is what he will do." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same Jehovah God that went to meet Abraham. And while he was talking with Abraham, Sarah was in the kitchen to prepare barbecue for them. And he was promising Abraham, your wife Sarah will take in and bear a son. As they were talking there, Sarah laughed at the backside of the tent. And God was here, that angel was here with Abraham. And said, why did your wife laugh? How did he know? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ came with the same anointing for identification and told her, how many husbands do you have? He said, how he said, you talk through. Even this one, where he did so, no be your own. And designer, he said, eh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, when the Messiah will come, they say so. And Jesus told him, say, now maybe that. I am that Messiah. If you don't believe it, this is the evidence. She ran to town, come and see whom I have found. Oh! Women preach and say that became an evangelist. Amen. That's not evangelism. Praise the Lord. She went to witness. And so many people trooped out from Samaria to come and see him. And until Jesus Christ left, there was no such gift again in the body of Christ until the ministry of William Branham started. Now, watch it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Each time he went anywhere, William Branham will emphasize. He said, he is here now. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, if he's here now, what he did before that made people to know that the Messiah was around, if he does it now, will you believe he's here? Hallelujah. And then he stood at the altar. He said he met the woman at the well. What did he do? He met Sarah, went to meet Abraham. What did he do? At the backside of the tent. He said he will stand at the altar and turn his back. And said there is a woman, so, and begin to discern. It had never been until he came up. Now watch it. Jesus Christ said, the works that I do, he that believe in me, shall you also do. Now listen. Listen very carefully. The ministry of William Branham, Jesus Christ, when he left, it produced Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. To continue with that work. And what you saw in the minority with Jesus Christ, healing,
Mighty works, miracles, he distributed them among this fivefold ministry to go with the same sign and continue with the work. The enemy came like they did at Gera in Genesis chapter 26. And they covered the wells with earth. They came back and removed all the doctrines. Everything that pertained to salvation was totally removed. And Christianity was reduced to religion. Mere formality. And in this age, God raised that ministry in this age of Pentecostalism. And came forth. God, while Abraham was around, in all his followership, he alone had that gift. Because it is also a messianic ministry. Christ himself again, coming down, because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout. It is the Lord himself. It is not that man. The Spirit of Christ coming again for the restoration of his church. He came again by himself in another man. This time to restore. And he came with the same sign so that people will know this is the continuity ministry. Praise the Lord. Therefore, after William Branham is gone, there will be the fivefold ministry that will take that same message of William Branham and distribute it. Now, why I'm saying so is, church, you cannot be an evangelist if you don't know the message. You cannot be a minister if you don't know the message. What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? You can't say, God, they say I'm a prophet. God, they say I am an apostle. God, they say I am this. God, they say, in which age? In this age? In this age? What is the message? Evangelist, what are you going to preach? Prophet, what are you going to say? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God sent William Branham. The same God, after William Branham left, he sent down his ministers. He anointed fivefold ministry, preaching the ministry of William Branham. There are apostles. There are prophets. Not there will be. I said there are. There are pastors. There are evangelists. There are teachers. What are they teaching? To make the people to understand what the message is all about. Praise God. Make your calling and election sure. There was something they asked him. John chapter 6. I wish I can close on that. There was something they asked him. There's something that they asked him. John chapter 6. Hallelujah. Let me read it again from verse 28 so that we catch the picture. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign? That's where I'm going. Showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? It simply means, if God has sent you with a message, there will be a sign that we follow. Do you understand? I am saying this because in the end time message of William Branham, followers of William Branham, there are several false ministers that have risen up, making claims of some special ministry and position in the followership of the ministry. Some of them said they are chief apostle. Some of them said they are whatever. Another one said he is John.
I have weighed all of them by the standard of this present truth, and I found all of them to be liars. Liars! Because we have signposts for identification. The Jew, before you say God sent you, he will say, show me sign. Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people, because he said, what sign? They go ask me, what sign? He knows his people, he knows. And he gave him the sign he will use. Jesus came. See, not only Jesus. Even after Moses, who next will lead, there has to be a sign. Joshua by the river, as Red Sea was parted by Moses, under Joshua, river Jordan parted to the walk. Then he can say, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And they saw it. They were arguing about Aaron. Hey, Aaron, yeah, you too make them say, God, they said, don't worry, I will give them sign to know who I have called. Everybody, bring your own stick. Put it in the altar and the cameraman and leave it there. The next day, they went and saw every other stick dry, kakaraka. Aaron unbothered with fruits. So that they will know who was with God. And in this age too, every false enter message church will try. I said they will try. In the anointing they will try. In the word they will try. In testimonies they will try. So that he who God has called shall be made manifest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. William Branham, you all know the signs that God gave him. The discernment, the mighty healings, and the deliverance. So, everyone, John the Baptist was vindicated. Everyone, Apostle Paul was vindicated. God sent the 12 disciples, or 11 of them, after that one went, after his death. Everybody knew God was with them. Mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. God was with them. You say, and you are an apostle? 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. Apostle Paul was telling them, he said, sure, the sign of an apostle was wrought mightily among you. In mighty deeds, signs, miracles, and wonders. It means an apostle does not go empty-handed. He said, I did not come with enticing words of wisdom of man. To preach the gospel, I came with a demonstration of the power and of the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, anybody that we say, he is now the one, after William Branham, he is the one now to lead the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whatever English you are speaking that you call your message, we will watch the sign. And the sign is not a picture. It's not a picture. William Branham had picture. But he also had evident signs all over. Hallelujah. Everyone that God has called, there must be something around you that the people following you or listening to you, we know that this is a servant of God. And you will ask now, you say, what of you, Moses? What will be your own sign, Pastor Moses? I have not made any claim. Did I make any claim? That is number one. Did I make any claim? Did I say I am the one following after William Branham and me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My sheep, hear my voice. See, let me tell you something. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Do you know why Pastor Thomas is working with me? 1990 what? 99. He had a revelation. He was not yet the pastor. He was not even a pastor. I didn't know. He told me years after. He said that when he came to join the church, he said, God told him, he said, this is the angel to this church. And he said, from that day, some carnal ministers that time that wanted to turn this church to a commercial church using gifts, they came together And church, let me quickly add, all these ministers, do you know that all of you can come together and step me down as the pastor of this church? Do you know that? You don't know. You don't know. No, if you don't know, then you are more than miserable people. Because, no, it's true. This church does not belong to Pastor Moses. Do you understand what I'm saying? If all the ministers find me guilty of anything this church stands for, they catch me with another man's wife, they catch me in a hotel with one girl, or they see me doing anything contrary to what we stand for, if they don't come together and step me down, God will judge all of you, because you will cause the people to be misled. Now, church, listen. Listen. But let me add, you can remove me from Bride Assembly, but you cannot remove me from the ministry. I hope you know that. All it will do is for me to change address. No, it's a call. I hope you know that. It's a call. But no matter what, amen. And so, I have been teaching ministers that. So, they came together to remove me. I didn't know. It was years after I was told. Oh, you were there? Okay, it's 2000. Okay. He said they had me in secret. I didn't know. Because this is why I stand kakaraka like this. Now, from day one, I refuse to compromise. I refuse. And all of them have left this church. All those ministers, none of them is here now. He said, Thomas told them, he said, brethren, I will not join you. Because God revealed to me that this is the angel to this ministry. Praise the Lord. And so when several of you, a sister came last night, several of you, you have problem in the spirit, Pastor Moses will appear. You know, it's not me. You know, it is the covenant angel of this ministry. Hallelujah. When a sister was giving me a testimony in my office 2 days ago, or yesterday, she said that her little daughter, he said, every day hospital, something about breathe, cease breathing, and then he said, every day, he said, no hospital, no specialist, she has not gone. She said, one night, he said, she don't pray, fast, tire. They meant to finish, the little daughter. She said, one night, she said, she was lying down. So it was like a trance that I came on the bed and came and slept between her and the baby. So she was watching what is happening. She said, suddenly that thing was coming and I lifted my hand and I said, you, this wicked woman. And I rebuked that spirit and commanded it to get away from that baby. She said she came to herself. She woke up from that day. She said, till now, that thing never came up again. Hallelujah. I'm just using that as an example. And so many of you who has ever seen me in a dream anywhere. Now, if that is not enough sign, then I don't know which sign they look for again. Praise the Lord. Now that's the truth, because who your pastor is a personal revelation. That's the truth. Hallelujah. If I am not your pastor, anytime you see me for dream, na attack, I will attack you. You collect any place, I will collect them from you, they run. You wake up and say, pastor, which kind of pastor be this? And it's time for you to leave that place. That means that is not your pastor. When it's your pastor, anytime you see me in dream, when you wake up, there will be testimony. Oh, certainly there will be testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have seen several of these ministers also in your revelation. It is a sign of who they are, God's calling upon them. He whom God has sent. Praise the Lord. So, finally, praise the Lord. Behind every sign, there must be a message. Oh, there must be a message. The emphasis is not the sign. We are saying which sign is following the message. Because mighty miracle, go to Ikotun. Go to everywhere. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders I have seen prophets that discern. I see them on television programs. Tell your name. Tell everything. Go to select. They will tell you even the day you will die. Tell everything concerning you. All those signs. Mighty miracle. Rise and walk. They rise and walk. When they rise and walk, blind are seeing. What is the voice? What is the message? In Exodus chapter 4, he said, if they will not, Moses, they will not believe the voice of the first sign. He said, they will believe the voice of the second sign. And he added, if they don't believe the first one, they don't believe the second one, he said, there is the last one, the third one, you will give them blood. You will turn water to blood. I think when eventually he turned to blood, they say, oh yeah, go. They had to leave them to leave Egypt. Praise the Lord. The emphasis is, what is the voice? What is the voice? God, call me. Call me to do what? To say what? What is the voice? No ministry to make you prosper. Every ministry is to reconcile you to God. Every ministry is to lead the people to be converted from sinners to saints. Anybody that boasts my own is prosperity. He is Demas. It's nothing like that. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. I repeat, there is no ministry called, my ministry is healing. No ministry like that. Healing is to confirm your ministry. Healing, miracle, signs and wonders. On Friday night, you saw the number of people that God was healing here. Then I will come and say, God, call me. Anybody that is sick, bring them. Until I'll go and establish healing school. All of you come. Prophet will go and establish prophetic school. All of you come. Teacher will go and set up Bible school. Come. What will happen? That's my calling. There's nothing like that. The end of every calling is to let somebody come close to you and hear the message. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, you know, of recent, I've been battling with something that's been going on. Several of you here, because you are the ones doing it. You give my number, phone number, to people locally, internationally, everywhere. What is it? All you know, Pastor Moses, is power. Pastor, pray for me. Somebody gave me your number. I was told that once you listen to it, the problem will be solved. And you know, my phone rings almost every minute. Almost every, until I move with charger. It's true. And 99% of all the calls pray for me. So, what it comes to my mind? So, I will sit down from morning to night in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Am I select? Nobody say, you preach, say, we have a message. Now lie, prove it more. I go put plenty credit. Call you by myself. Amen. Church, did I present myself to you as a miracle worker? I am a preacher of the word. Anybody you want to know revelation, tell the person to call me. But all this, my mother is sick, my father is sick, my brother is abroad. As I talk now, some people say, anyway, God honors your faith. But I'm trying to tell you, say, that you have not caught the right revelation about me. I am a teacher of the word. I am a preacher. I have a message. So that people will come and listen to me. God gave me Amen. Kenneth, Joy, Amarachi, John, Sunday, all of you, Eagle Camp, Deliverance Camp, Aladereju Camp, all of you, no, God gave you to me. All of you, all the prophets, all the evangelists with power. And then, you don't know that it is me that God gave you to cause people to come so that they will hear me. Oh, people don't understand. You are my fishing bait. Fishing bait. You are my fishing bait. If I want to catch fish, I will say, follow me, Kenneth. Make we go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hear him. What shall I do to work the work of God? What will you do? First, when you hear him, believe there. You can't believe until you are convinced. When you are convinced, then you will believe. Then when you believe, then there will be a response that reflects in the life that you live. Because the life that you live determines how you understand what you hear. And my prayer is that from today, somebody will refocus. Take your attention from every distraction and come back. What is William Branham saying? What is Pastor Moses saying? All these preachers, Victor preaches, Pastor Thomas preaches, all of us that preach here, what are they saying? Listen carefully. We have only one thing we are dancing around. Come back to Bible Christianity. That's all. You operate your gift. Operate it the Bible way. Holiness, without which no man will see God. That's all we say here. Make your calling and election sure. Hear ye him that God has sent to us. Let's stand up. Stand up with your building offering. Okay, before you stand up, let's sing one song. Hymn number 69. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Hymn number 69.